There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Outsourcing, how's it impacting and improving your life? Is it improving your life or is it making it more confusing? Have you outsourced your life recently? Is it your cleaning, your shopping, your dog walking, your laundry? But does doing laundry actually build character? And is that something that we are missing? Are you sacrificing character building activities to buy yourself that oh so precious resource of time? Outsourcing, has it improved your life? Please do share your thoughts with us now. Who have we got to talk outsourcing? Well, we've got Sona Rapani. We've also got Zach in studio with us as well. Zach's going to be a voice that you're going to hear on the station over the next month or so. Zach's in town, interning at the moment, and we know that's an integral part of experience building in the corporate market out there at the moment. Zach, good to have you with us this morning.
Great to be here.
Thanks very much indeed for your time this morning. Let's set the agenda. In June of last year, a California judge ruled that some Uber drivers are more than mere contractors, should be given the rights and benefits of actual employees. According to a study commissioned by the Freelancers Union and the online outsourcing service Upwork, over in the United States, 34% of the entire workforce over there now freelances. We're seeing figures here mimic the figures and the growth there. Countless startups have recently popped up aimed at putting millions to work, automating and on-demanding both the titanic and the trivial inconveniences of our daily lives. So thanks to the surge of new applications, of new sites and new services, outsourcing that have sprung up around the so-called, gig economy, if you like, just about any time-sucking task to often anonymous workers has trickled down from the wealthy to, well, you, me and anybody else, anybody with a smartphone and a distaste for the day-to-day doldrums. Buy back the scarcest of resource. Time is what is fundamental to this whole trend of outsourcing at the moment. If somebody else can handle your cleaning, your shopping, your dog walking, your laundry, your calendar scheduling, even coming in and building your IKEA purchases, you can spend more time doing what exactly? Well, relaxing, eating, drinking, traveling, possibly even being productive. You'd be surprised what you can pay somebody to do in your stead, from handling incoming email to writing your partner a poem. If there's something you need doing, you can pretty much guarantee there's someone out there who's willing to do it for you. So when you take into account all of those apps that you might have on your smartphone in front of you now, when you take into account how far you've come in what the last 5 years in terms of outsourcing those trivial elements of your life, what impact has that had on you? Or is there an argument that doing something like laundry builds character? Doing something like walking the dog every single morning or every single evening is good for you, and at least gets your steps in as well. And are we losing something that of our character to the whole concept of outsourcing? Are we sacrificing elements of character building for time, that all in special, all important special time? I mean, we're taking a very personal point of this with regards to people outsourcing their life, courtesy of services out there at the moment, but equally seeing a trend for outsourcing in the corporate workplace as well, where more and more companies are reducing their overall workforce and outsourcing services to other companies, be that sales, be that HR, or otherwise. This one got me thinking, Sunil, as we were researching this over the last 24 hours. And as Shrutes, our producer, was putting it together as well, I was thinking about the parts of our lives now that it used to be something of a privilege, didn't it? It was used to be that if you sent your laundry off to be pressed and cleaned, etc., that was a privilege for you. It was something that was reserved for the wealthy and the well-to-do. Now, it's just commonplace.
Now it's a given, and I think especially with Silicon Valley, that kind of culture of workplaces, that you see some spillover here as well in some sort of office situations where you're taking your laundry to work. You know, you're expected to basically live there. And so all of those conveniences that are giving you more time, they're all available through your workplace. But of course, also things with like delivery services for food. I don't know anybody who doesn't sort of live with those and live by them.
Well, I suppose that's my next sort of concern about this, because if we are outsourcing our lives in order to better our lives with more time on our hands, what are we doing with that time? Because if that time is meant to be relaxation time, is that actually happening at the moment? Because we're hearing people are more and more stressed and they're working harder and longer hours at the moment. You know, there were suggestions that whether it was eating or traveling or experiencing new experiences. But again, that's something we're outsourcing at the moment as well, isn't it? Because what we eat and when we eat and how we eat is being outsourced to somebody.
Yeah, and it seems like there's such a fine line between being lazy and being incredibly efficient with this. So if you are someone who is able to really use every hour of your day, let's say you're working a certain amount, you have a side project that you're working on, you have a hobby you're developing, and those are all things that add value to your life, I think that's amazing that you can sort of engineer your life in such a way that you are doing the things that count the most to you and that you're able to financially compensate someone who wants or is willing to do those things. It kind of makes sense to me, actually.
Yeah, I think it's great as well that there are opportunities for you to, you know, the menial, the trivial problems that were so-called trivial problems but are a problem for you. So if there's something's bust and you haven't got time to fix it, you can call somebody and they'll come around. Or even, as I mentioned there, silly things like, you know, you go and buy an IKEA cabinet, you just haven't got the 15 minutes you need. In fact, we all know it's about 2 hours and 15 minutes to put one of these things together, and you always have a screw at the end, won't you? Because one will be left from that pre-pack packaging. But if you haven't got the time to do that, dare we say, haven't got 2 hours to commit to that, somebody will come around and do it for you. I suppose that physical element is one thing. It's this outsourcing to our so-called personal assistants, our digital assistants, if you like. And I suppose for me, one of the concerns is if one of our things that we're going to invest in after having time on our hands is travel, how do we go about that travel? We're not actually taking the time to search where we want to go on holiday anymore, are we? What we're doing is we're putting criteria into an app or into a travel website and asking them to send us suggestions back.
I guess. I mean, isn't that the same thing, though? I mean, it's funny, actually, that you bring up the IKEA example, because that's one of the things I wouldn't want to give up. The 2 hours with sorting that out and the satisfaction that you get at the end of that. Things like folding laundry, it takes me into this kind of meditative place. There's something weirdly therapeutic about it. So I actually don't mind at all the kinds of things that are helping you, the digital stuff that you just mentioned. I feel the opposite. I don't want to give up the occasional dishwashing and laundry.
No, I agree.
Putting things together with my hands, because I think that takes you out of your day-to-day routine. That takes you out of your work zone.
I think you're onto something there, though. I think you need to be setting up your app straight away. It's I don't know what it is. Sonal set up solutions or some of that. She'll come around and sort out your whatever IKEA solution you got.
Well, when I set up that app, what is it that you would want to outsource?
See, I'm similar to you. I suppose I'm a bit old school when it comes to. I like things like ironing because I suppose that's my meditation time, if you like. It's something that I had to do a lot of boarding school. You were given that responsibility. Is it character building? Is ironing shirts character building? Maybe not, but it's a bit of a talking point. And if you know how to iron a collar, and if you know how to iron cuffs, then does that set you apart? I don't think it does, but it does give you just time to think, which maybe you don't have throughout the rest of the day.
And isn't it character building? There's something about responsibility of taking care of yourself that is character building, I think. I think certain tasks are. So I think it's different for everybody, what you're willing to outsource and what you aren't. You know what I would love? I would love to have someone come in and get all of my photos together off my 5 devices
nice.
That are dead.
Nice.
Put them in one place and set up a syncing thing for me, because that would take hours and I wouldn't even know how to begin.
Is there somebody out there listening in that knows somebody who can do that or does that? The question we're posing this first hour of the show is, does outsourcing improve your life? However, I think I need to change that question, because I think Sonal's just hit the nail on the head. Surely we need to change, does outsourcing improve your life too? Does ironing improve your life? Is it still character building? There are no shortage of outsourced services out there. We're going to be hearing from a few of them. Doing laundry, build character. Does the whole concept of outsourcing our lives as we are at the moment, both personally and professionally, does that have an impact on us? Does it make us time rich or does it make us character poor? Just to reiterate, we're looking at this from 2 points of view, aren't we? The growing trend in the corporate world for companies to outsource services therein, which I suppose is common sense to a certain degree, because if you don't have to employ a sales staff of 60, then it's going to take away from your bottom line and you're sort of outsourcing to a company that specializes a little more in that, especially in an environment exposed like this, where visas can play such a large part in your bottom line as a company. So there's that side, but there's also the very personal side where our lives are becoming more and more governed and benefiting or not from outsourcing.
Yeah, and especially I find that personal one particularly interesting with all of the new apps that are out. There's some really interesting things that you can outsource. I mean, for example, would you outsource having someone to wait in line for you?
Yeah.
There are companies that do that.
Yeah, there are. And I mean, and that's the thing, isn't it? What are the chores, the red tape, if you like? Do you remember, you know, the time you had to go down, you had to queue with ministry this and ministry that for certain documentation? Now there are companies that will, for a fee, take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I would definitely take advantage of because it's just kind of a tedious task. There's nothing character building out of standing in line or sitting in a waiting room, I don't think.
What about, though, if it's for Wimbledon tickets or tickets to go and see Jay-Z or something like that, you know, then that's character building, isn't it?
That's true, because that's an experience. That's being like, if you're waiting in line to watch a Star Wars movie that's just come out and there's, you know, however many hundreds of people there, it's like you're a part of the energy, you're part of the moment.
But again, it is time consuming, and who's got the time these days to be able to do that? And maybe that therein lies the success of the whole concept and the growth of outsourcing in recent years. One man who has benefited from this is the CEO and co-founder of Washmen here in the UAE. Rami Shah joins us live on the line. Now, Rami, thanks much indeed for your time this morning.
Thank you. I'm lovely to be on the show again.
Really appreciate you coming on board. Again, congratulations for all the success that Washmen has had in recent years. Do you think part of that is down to this the fact that more and more of us are becoming time poor and therefore more and more reliant on companies and services like yours?
Absolutely. So what we've been seeing is consumers are more interested in buying back their time. So the obvious example that many of us can relate to is food delivery. So if you look back about 10 years ago, we'd spend more time going to the groceries, you know, preparing our food, spending more time a week cooking at home. Whereas now millennials and older millennials, it will be very rare to find like food in the fridge, right? I'm a prime example of that. And we're relying more on the companies like Deliveroo and Uber Eats. So we're beginning to see a very similar example trends happening in home services, be it home cleaning or laundry.
Yeah, I mean, you use the simile and the example of food there. And I mean, is that something that is having an impact on our characters, though? Because is that just not taking away the pleasure of preparing food? And dare I say, to take it further to Washmen as well, we were talking about the pleasures of ironing, the pleasures of doing one's laundry, the character-building element of that. Has that sort of disappeared, or do you think that's something that people still hold on to?
It depends on, you know, the type of person you are. But, yeah, I do see how, you know, doing your own laundry or doing your own chores would have some element of character-building. But, you know, as we become more busy, or you know, you get promoted, you have more responsibilities, I think the character building, in my opinion, happened, right? And now there's other things to focus on, right? So the trend is more towards outsourcing. The reason being, as these services become more accessible through technology, and I think what's most important is being more affordable, because as you said, you know, it's not just for the rich, it's for people like me and you that could afford these services, then it forces us to think, to rethink how we buy back our time. So what I think is very important is these services, they need to be able to offer an excellent, exceptional, you know, our expectation of delivery or home services is very high, right, in order for you to actually consider outsourcing. And at the same time, it needs to be affordable. So business models need to be sustainable in terms of their unit economics to be able to deliver on an exceptional service, but at the same time exist, you know, the next 2-3 years, as opposed to going bust for very negative or unhealthy unit economics.
Rami, you mentioned that this is really a trend that's growing with millennials, and you also mentioned it, part of this is buying back our time. But how do you think people are actually spending that time? I mean, from what you've seen, from the trends that you've seen, the people that you know, are we actually creating more space and time for us to be more productive, or is it just to kind of hang out on the couch for a little bit longer?
So just to give you some data points, on a study that I've seen of one of our investors I've conducted, you spend around 19 minutes a day doing your laundry and about 27 minutes preparing food, right? If you take that on the average lifetime of a human, that's about a year and a half of just preparing food and doing your laundry. So, yeah, I think it is quite valuable to take that time back. Now, what I see as an issue is that, yes, we're trying to free up our time to spend time with our loved ones or our friends or all that, but, you know, you go out sometimes and you find people spending more time on their phone, right? So you are freeing up the time, but I feel like we're getting a bit more lazy or, you know, glued to our phones. So another study I've seen that, you know, we spend around 6 hours on digital products, be it a phone or a laptop, right? And I think that's taking away the valuable time and, in my opinion, more dangerous than, I would say, like 17 minutes of doing laundry a day.
You mentioned there about affordability and obviously the whole outsourcing market, whether it be in laundry and food delivery and any other outsourcing market or service that is available out there. Yes, affordability is one of the points that is going to set a company apart from another. Is it also just about simplifying things? Is that what we as the consumer and you as the supplier are looking to do here, just simplify the whole process?
Absolutely. So when we look at, you know, iterating our service and providing new ideas to our customers, the biggest challenge that we have is what they call the product to market fit. So as we get more data from our customers and we understand their habits, we're able to come up with, you know, more catered solution to cater for that, you know, the extra convenience that they're looking for, that, you know, maybe the consumer didn't know that they wanted, but, you know, as a company, we identify that through the data and we offer it. So one great example that we can give from Washman is we realize that customers want really two time constraints on when the pickup and the delivery happens for the laundry. So we offered a discounted service where basically you can leave your clothes outside of your door and we'll do our best to pick it up within an hour and a half. And then at drop-off, you give us two options, deliver before 8 p.m. or after 8 p.m. And by just offering that extra discount, customers actually opted into the option. And our business has about 80% of our pickups, actually more than 80% of our pickups and drop-offs happen outside of your door. So we don't even interact with the customer, and it's become so convenient that all you need to do is just fill in your laundry bags, the washman bags, leave them outside of your door, and you come back from work 2 days later, and before 8 p.m., they're hanging on your door handle. So, yes, I think you know, affordability is a big thing, but what's important as well is as a business, you need to understand how do you bring that in a way where it makes sense financially for the business, right? Because you are still competing with a traditional laundry that has a lot of experience or the laundry that's downstairs in your building. So you need to come up with innovative ways. And in that example, obviously, routing optimization and having more efficient routes for the drivers to do, you know, 8 tasks in the same building as opposed to coming to the same building more than once in a day gives us that kind of efficiency.
Just last one from me, Ram, before I let you get on, is obviously we're talking about outsourcing as a whole today and how it's impacted all of our lives in different ways. Obviously, you are a very busy man. You've got a very successful service and a business that you are looking after at the moment. As a CEO, as a founder of this, are you also relying on outsourcing? Do you have to outsource elements of your business elsewhere in order to maintain the services and the standards you expect?
Yes, so in the beginning when we first started, a lot of our services actually were outsourced. So we built technology to actually be able to monitor. When you outsource, it's not just, you know, you throw it out there and it's someone else's responsibility. It's also your responsibility to ensure that the quality is up to the standard. So we've done some supply integration with our software to be able to monitor that. As we became bigger, we decided to build our own facility. So we've, you know, as a start, it was great to get the traction from the market without really owning or being asset light. And then as you know, become bigger, it starts making more sense to bring that in-house. Now, the advantage that we have today as a business model is that we don't have any real estate, so we don't have any shops, so we don't have any of that. So we minimize our cost structure, which is sometimes 30 to 70% of the cost of a shirt, which goes into real estate or the rent of a certain shop. So that's how we really, you know, our business has shifted, and the competition became that we saved that and we passed that down to our customers.
Rami, always good to catch up with you, my friend. All the best to you and the Watchman crew.
I have, Tom, one thing. So you guys were talking about meditation. You guys gave me a great idea. What I was thinking is maybe we should do Watchman yoga. we bring in all the folding meditators in Dubai, and then that could be our gig economy.
Sign me up straight away. That's my time, that's for sure. If you need a hand pressing anything, I'm your man. So Rami, bless you. Thanks so much indeed. Really much appreciate your time this morning.
Have a good day. Take care.
And you, Rami Shah there, CEO and co-founder of Washman. And I like it. The laundry yoga sessions. There we go.
I would do that.
We're going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. This one's come through from Ember, saying it's not bad necessarily. It's just bad according to the local firms who spend their time and money lobbying against these campaigns. Jobs get outsourced because it turns out that it can be cheaper elsewhere. Thank you very much indeed for that one. Thanks also to those that have been having their say, or not just of outsourcing in our personal lives, but also in our professional lives as well. People asking, why do big companies use outsourcing services? A number of reasons, and reasons that we'll get onto a little later on. Amina texted for a little earlier saying, Amina, outsourcing is a strategy by which any company contracts out major functions to specialized and efficient service providers who ultimately become valued business partners. So Nell's in studio with us as well, working through some of your comments, also coming up with her own opinions as well. What can you tell us on this one? What are people saying?
Jen has actually got an opposite to sort of the text we just heard. She said, the thing that people don't think about with the gig economy is that creating a culture where we're paying people a small amount by the hour is not actually good for them. They're being taken advantage of and being underpaid for their work as they don't get the traditional benefits like health insurance that they would get in a more regular job. Isa said, I run a small business that takes up all of my time. Outsourcing a few things like my cooking and laundry frees up hours of my week to grow my business, which is the most important thing to me right now.
So a lot of us are getting support. Here's one from Alika, who's just texted saying outsourcing is the word used for the entire business industry to refer to the allocation of business processes to outside businesses. The process of giving particular office and business work to outside service providers is, I'll tell you, fast becoming the norm, Alika says. Things from production, IT services, legal and accounting services, customer service and logistics are usually relegated to outside professionals. Is that the norm in your workplace? And is it also the norm in your personal place as well? Let's go to the lines now. We're talking about outsourcing our lives, both professionally and personally. Let's go to Eugene, who joins us from Deira now on line three. Good morning to Eugene.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Very well indeed. Do you outsource more these days?
Predominantly, yes. And I, you know, I think this is the case across both professional and from a personal point of view. I mean, obviously, professionally, you know, the list is pretty much a very lengthy one to go through in terms of what makes sense for each business, each sector. From a personal point of view, I think the other way is probably true as well. I think many of us tend to outsource or get a better digital help because that's the option we have, considering whether that be, you know, due to the market conditions, things are not the way they were before a couple of years back. So I think the way we are managing our businesses and the way and you know, workforce and labor, and that being one of the key areas, the impact would be, you know, you have less time, and therefore it could be for many of us just that is the decision we have, and that's the time that we have to spend. So it might just be, in many cases, such as myself, whether that be, you know, driving the kids off to school and back, whether that be, you know, getting the house up to shape, getting the laundry done, getting the cooking, dining out and in, etc. It could just be that you don't have the time anymore. It could be the stress of the workload. So the market conditions probably plays in favor of outsourcing. It could be, you know, one of the key reasons why this is such a fantastic market to be in right now in terms of outsourcing, providing these digital add-on services. But I think it just depends on where what you're doing and what your workload and personal circumstances are. But I think the opposite is true as well. You know, it kind of plays into you having that decision because of workload, because of stress, and because of reduced manpower wherever you are.
It's interesting because I'm trying to come up with the equation here, Eugene, that sort of makes sense at the moment. And it seems to be that time and time management is what is driving outsources at the moment, as opposed to economics and cost. People are willing to nominally pay a little more than they would expect for a fee of sorts for a service if it frees up time, whereas in times yep. gone by, it used to be a lot more just the bottom line. It used to be cost. That's an extra cost. We can't afford that.
100%, and I think now that the the pressure is on whether in your personal life or professionally to deliver on your goals and your objectives, and with that pressure being there, I think the decision of or the economics behind it doesn't necessarily play into the equation. As you said, it's predominantly about the time, and I think when you talk about how do we value time, and that's definitely beyond economics, and for sure you ask anyone personally, professionally, within their work, whether they would mind having a couple of minutes more, and would they pay for it? For sure, yes. And I think that is certainly the case with myself. And I'd rather pay an extra couple of bucks and have 10 minutes for the day to myself. Whereas maybe 5 years back, with the additional resources from a workplace point of view, from being a home point of view, you might have already had the time. So I think there are certain factors externally, and both a decision that's probably made by individuals that has played into the reduction of time, and therefore definitely time is the big asset here, and economics plays less into it for sure.
Eugene, bless you. Thanks very much indeed for your thoughts this morning. That was Eugene joining us live from Deira. His thoughts and his comments ring true with you? If so, we'd love to hear from you this morning. We've got Sonal Rapani in studio. I've also got Zach in studio. Now, Zach is interning with us over the next couple of weeks, and Zach is very kindly sitting in, listening intently to the show. He's been helping out back of house as well, as he will be with a number of the shows. And what's rather nice, Zach, is to have your opinion here this morning, because obviously you're interning, so in terms of where you're at the moment, you're still at university, you're just in between semesters at the moment?
Yeah.
And you'll be back to university?
In September,
okay. So you're here for the summer, getting a bit of experience, seeing if this media gig is one for you, etc. But, you're a man who's just starting out on his professional career, you're a man who's getting his qualifications to move forward as well. And I suppose when you listen to this conversation about outsourcing, being a digital native, being somebody who's grown up with digitization, with applications, etc., is this something that comes naturally, this outsourcing of services?
I feel like it's just people my age and people that are digital natives yeah. are getting too used to outsourcing. And personally, I'd prefer to do these little chores and laundry and things like that on my own. And then as I grow older and learn how to manage my time better,
yeah.
then I can start outsourcing things. And I feel like it's a luxury and not something that should be...
Which is interesting, because it seems like a lot of people are saying it is becoming more and more commonplace, and it's becoming more and more expected for individuals out there. I mean, when you're at university, I suppose there's a lot more responsibility for you to... I mean, Sonal and I were using this example of ironing a shirt a little earlier on. You'd be expected to do that at university. Is that something that would be outsourced when you're back at home?
I mean, for most people, I guess it would be outsourced when they're back at home, but I feel like...
Or a mother, isn't it? Just outsource it to mum.
Exactly.
the mother app. That's perfect, isn't it? but I suppose the other thing that what interests me, and we were having this little conversation just a minute ago. Okay, I'll give you a little example of it. And when you say you're a digital native and you're sort of, you're used to it and you get the best out of applications and outsourcing. I was in London a couple of weeks ago. I left London in 2000. I've been here 18 years. Things have changed a lot since then. I mean, I go back regularly, etc. But I feel as a non-native in London now because of the sort of digitization of the city and the outsourcing of the city, if you like. So, perfect example, silly example. We needed to get somewhere. We were off to a wedding. Needed to get somewhere. I did the thing that I was expecting, which I've always been able to do, which is walk out onto the street out of our flat and hail a black cab. I was there for about 30 minutes, And I had to call my sister, who still lives in London, and she said, well, what are you talking about, Tom? No one uses black cabs anymore. And if they do, you need to basically order it. You need to download the app and get it to come to your door. But what are you doing getting a black cab anyway? Getting an Uber. And it was that was a perfect example, because even something like a black cab, the much talked about black cabs, which you can hail on street corners, you can't now because there aren't enough of them around. They're feeling the pressure of ride sharing apps and Ubers and other services like that. And if you want to hail a cab, you do so by downloading the app and doing it that way.
And you know, the funny thing about this example of the Uber, so they are kind of pushing the black cabs out of business, but at the same time, I know a lot of the Uber drivers I've talked to have said they don't get paid enough, that they're under a lot of financial pressure. So now everybody is providing the same service, they're providing the same work, but really nobody's winning in that situation.
Yeah. I suppose that, again, is an outsourcing of your life, isn't it? If you're using an Uber, a Careem, or any other example for that matter, you are outsourcing that demand for getting yourself from A to B rather than having to wait on a street corner and waste precious time. Thank you very much indeed to you, Kev, saying if you spend the time that you'd spend ironing your shirt with, say, your children instead, it would be of more value than character building. So yes, outsourcing is better. Thank you, Kevin. Sanal?
Kavi says, we live in a time and age where we're expected to work all the time. It's simply not practical to try to keep up with that and not outsource anything at all. Ben says, can I outsource someone outsourcing my life? And Mo says, pure laziness.
Well, is it laziness, or is it being effectual? I mean, let's have a look at Deliveroo. I mean, that has had such an impact, and there are other food delivery services available, but had such an impact, it's become the way we sort of consume food of an evening or at any point throughout the day.
And think of how much time it would take to actually get in your car, go pick it up, bring it back. If there's no need to do that, then why bother?
Joe Groves, who's one of the brains behind Deliveroo globally, says that the service is not limited to people who don't want to cook or go out for dinner, but has become applicable to the home or the office. Food delivery has now evolved from a once-a-week treat on a Saturday evening to a daily lunch experience to help workers all over the globe save time in their non-stop lives. And that's it. You know, it used to be a treat, didn't it, to have a takeaway?
Yeah, but you know, I would say it's not even just about time. I outsource my cooking in a way because I have one of those meal delivery services. And the reason I do that is not that I can't be bothered to take the time to cook. It's that I'm a terrible cook. So if I want to eat good food, that's a smart way for me to go about it and do it in a healthy way.
But is that improving your character? If you get one of these very simplistic This is just a phrase, but this is nothing about you, Sanal, okay, but idiot-proof ways to cooking and things like that. When they simplify the whole thing, is it going to prompt you to cook more or not? Or do you need that approach and those ingredients in front of you to get into the cooking process?
Well, I think it depends on the situation. So, for example, if I'm busier, if it's a day like today where I'm at work at a certain hour and it sort of runs through, then the alternative is that I'm just not going to eat. And then at around 4 o'clock, I'm going to binge eat something that's really unhealthy. So it is making my life better because it's giving me an opportunity to be healthy. But let's say I have a weekend and more time on my hands, then it is kind of great to use that opportunity to learn, get better at something I'm not very good at. So it is, I mean, and the other question that you sort of bring up is, where do you draw the line? Would you, for example, have someone write a best man speech for you?
I wish someone had, that's for sure. Would have been better than the one that I did. Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things. There's a great cartoon recently in the New York Post or the New Yorker. I can't remember what it was, but it basically showed two Manhattanites, and they like an application or two, an outsource or two, power walking past a couple of dog walkers, one with about a dozen bands on his wrists, on both wrists, saying to the other companion in the blurb, in the cartoon blurb, people now pay me to put steps on their Fitbits. That's how far it's going, isn't it? How far would you go when it comes to outsourcing? That's the question we're asking, and has outsourcing impacted, improved, or otherwise your life? Let's have a little listen into a recent report by CNN on Indian companies offering inexpensive personal assistance to better your lives.
Christopher Carfi is a busy guy. He runs his own software business in California. Between work and family, there just aren't enough hours in the day. So Karfi went in search of a personal assistant and found Girish Jadhav.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing today?
Good. Very well. Yeah, just wanted to check.
Thing is, they've never met. Karfi is in Redwood City on America's west coast. Jadhav is 8,400 miles or 13,532 kilometers away in Mumbai, India.
I want you to throw some light on that Excel document.
And we're in both places at once.
I had a headlight out on my car and said, okay, see if you can find anywhere within 5 miles of the zip code here that can actually take care of that.
Thanks to the internet, having a personal assistant is no longer just for the rich and famous. It can cost as little as $30 a month.
It's more kind of an interesting type of a job because you are helping someone personally.
Tasks Every Day is just one of several Indian companies offering personal services, mainly to U.S. customers. Get Friday in Bangalore is another one, and it says it can help you get a life.
So this is really outsourcing your personal life?
No, it's outsourcing things that stop you from living your personal life.
That's very PC of you.
Hi, this is Koshi from Get Friday.
By taking offshore outsourcing to the next level, Get Friday has about 1,200 customers so far. 95% of them are from the United States.
The task can be for simple pleasures or serious business. This gentleman, for example, is looking up venture capitalists to help fund his client's company. This gentleman is looking up Nepalese children's charities for someone who wants to donate. And this gentleman, he's simply looking up biker forms so that someone can have a good time online.
We've organized birthday parties for two-year-olds. We've organized dinners catered at home. We've organized windows to be fixed. You know, we organize family get-togethers.
We sent this one, this one, this one, this one, and that one to Girish in India.
It's a service that appears to be catching on. Just think of the possibilities. But don't get too creative. The companies say they won't break the law for you and may refuse requests they are uncomfortable with.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.